Now, polling stations open at 7 tomorrow in the local, European and Limerick mayoral elections. You can vote up to 10 o'clock tomorrow night. And for more on what's at stake in the contest for 14 seats in the European Parliament and 949 local council seats, I'm joined by our own Mary Regan. And presently, we'll also be joined by Dr. Adrian Kavanagh, lecturer in electoral and political geography at Maynooth University. Mary, let's start with the basics. Polling stations open at 7. Who can vote? What ID should you have? And should you be prepared for long ballot papers?
Well, I think the one thing to be prepared for is very long ballot papers. I've seen, for example, a sample doing the rounds on social media of a ballot paper for Midlands North West constituency for the European Parliament. And there are 27 names on that ballot paper. So it's, you know, longer than your arm. And, you know, it will require a bit of thought to find the name of the person you're voting for, and similar long lists in the other European Parliament constituencies, but not quite that long. So that's one thing. You are advised to bring some form of ID to the local polling station and your polling card if you have that with you. And if not, then you need to have an ID with you. So as you said, polling stations open at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning and close at 10 o'clock tomorrow night.
And of course, you know, we've been looking at opinion polls for months and people discussing various trends on them. But the real vote is, that's when we're going to get real numbers, which we'll dissect over the weekend, starting with the locals on Saturday.
Yeah, because it's been 4 years, at least almost 4.5 years since we've had an election in this country. And, you know, bar the referendums, which in many respects were a sharp reminder to the political establishment that the privacy of the ballot boxes can deliver some surprising results. You know, there have been opinion polls and they've ebbed and flowed for various parties, but this is the first time the parties will get a sense of their precise standing with the electorate, where they are at. And, you know, it'll also give a sense to the individual parties where they're polling well, what constituencies they're doing well in, what groups, what age cohorts. And that's all really valuable data that will inform the parties as they start preparing for the general election that lies ahead. Because whatever the results on Friday, I think it'll certainly set the context for that general election, even though it doesn't normally flow that local and European elections tell what's going to happen in a national election, but it will form the context of how the parties prepare and indeed perhaps the timing of that election.
And it's useful, isn't it, Dr. Adrian Kavanagh, to remember in 2019 that the outcome then in the locals and Europeans was not, in fact, a very good predictor of the general election that would come in 2020.
Yes, that's very true. It did predict the rise of the Green Party, in fairness, but Sinn Féin had a very bad local elections in 2019. And then after a very good run of performances in the by-elections in November that year, Donegal had a really good general election performance. So the local elections in 2019
Adrian, I'm going to cut across you there because unfortunately the quality of that line isn't great. Please bear with us and we'll get you sorted out, Adrian, hopefully on a better line. And Mary, one of the issues as well that's worth pointing out, another difference between a general election and the local elections, is for the general elections now, of course, we have gender quotas. Now, for the locals, there's a record number of women running, but there aren't any quotas. Is that right?
Yes, that is the case. There are no quotas for the local or European elections. However, parties have been, you know, trying to increase the number of women candidates that they are selecting to run, because they will have quotas come the general election. So, you know, they need to prepare candidates in that respect. It is the record number of women candidates running in these local elections. I think the figure is upwards of 600 women running in these elections, and you know that is, you know, the most ever. So it's around a third of candidates are women, and that is despite, really, you know, what many have said anecdotally is a rise in, you know, online abuse, other forms of abuse of women candidates in particular. It doesn't appear to be deterring women from deciding to run for office.
And Adrian Kavanagh, hopefully we sorted out your line. Tell us five constituencies you'll be keeping an eye on in the local elections in particular, and why.
Some very interesting constituencies on you. Port Leash, my home constituency, 20 candidates running there, 10 of whom. A very competitive contest. All the incumbents are running again. The four candidates who are the runners-up in 2019 are running again, but they're all running under different political banners. And then you have the addition of new candidates, strong new non-party candidates, and new candidates for Independent Ireland and Aintu as well. So there's probably about 14 candidates there who have realistic chances of winning a seat. Palmerstown Fonthill covers Palmerstown and North Llandoffin. Very interesting constituency, because this is the constituency where Sinn Féin's electoral renaissance began in November 2019. It's where Mark Ward got a big chunk of his votes that led to him winning the Dublin Midwest by-election. Now, this is interesting because it's a five-seater. Sinn Féin are running four candidates there. So it'd be interesting to see the measure of the Sinn Féin vote in one of their stronger areas, but also to see how well their vote management works. Arklow and Corrie are interesting because, as everyone might know or might not know, in the next general election, a new Wicklow-Wexford precinct constituency has been created, which straddles the borders of South Wicklow and North Wexford. There's currently no TD based in this constituency area. Mm-hmm. So these local elections in Arklow and Corrie, for me, they could be effectively semi-final contests for the general election in Wicklow-Wexford. They're going to be very important in terms of shaping who the candidates will be. I think Kanturk in northwest Cork could be interesting. Generally, a Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil stronghold. But I'm interested to see, is there evidence there that possibly Sinn Féin are going to make a breakthrough in places like Kanturk? Or maybe Aintu, who did very well there in the last election, could be in the mix there as well. And another constituency as well, Drogheda Urban, is interesting. Again, very strong mix of incumbents and challengers there. Very interesting constituency as well, because it could give a measure of the anti-immigrant vote there. There's a number of candidates running for anti-immigrant parties like the Irish People Party and the Irish Freedom Party. So Drogheda Urban could give an interesting sense of how strong that vote is come Saturday or Sunday.
And actually, seeing as how you mentioned Saturday or Sunday, and we, you know, RT will be covering the local election count starts on Saturday, Europeans on Sunday. But it's useful to remember, isn't it, Adrian, you know, that even when experts like yourself, like the last time out, Deirdre Clune, didn't she even admit herself on the Monday she didn't stand much of a chance of getting elected? And ultimately she was. So a lot can change when you go down through the counts. Very fine margins can make a very big difference.
Yes, that's true, Anya, especially for local elections. Holly Cairns is a really good example, because she was running as a local election candidate in Bantry, West Cork, in 2019, she won her seat after a recount by just one vote, and ultimately then went on to win found it slightly easier to win a seat in the general election, and she's now the leader of the Social Democrats. So every little vote can count.
Every little helps.
And even exit polls won't give you that much of a sense of the vote, because a few percent out in a local election contest could be the difference between 40 more seats or 40 less seats. So we'll get a sense of the trends hopefully Saturday or Sunday, but the final shakedown in terms of the final seat numbers for both contests, we might not know until the middle of next week, or possibly, I'd say, in the case of the European elections, maybe towards the end of the month even.
And yes, you mentioned the end of the month there, Adrian. That's actually the big question, one of the big questions about this election, isn't it, Mary? How long the counting will go on in the European elections, given those very long ballot papers you were talking about? It could go on till the end of the month, says Adrian Kavanagh there.
I think that's the only thing we know for certain in these elections. All candidates and parties and canvassers are saying they're finding this one really, really hard to call. They're finding the electorate hard to read at the doorstep. The polls, previous occasions, didn't tell us a huge amount. So there's an awful lot to play for here. There's a lot up in the air. And the one thing we do know, I guess, given the size of those constituencies and the number of candidates on the ballot papers, is that the votes could go on and on and on. And I spoke to Adrian about this before, and he told me he'd have his flask of tea and his packed sandwiches at the ready in the county centres.
All right. Well, Adrian, we look forward to catching up with you again next week and the week after, maybe, and the week after that again, if it goes on that long. That's Dr. Adrian Kavanagh, lecturer in political and actually the most important thing, of course, use your vote. Full list of candidates in each electoral area. Go to electoralcommission.ie. Follow the link to the local council elections.